Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of spiritual warfare. Every single one of us needs to engage in spiritual warfare. You know, the Bible says that there is a time of war, and every single one of us are to war a good warfare, 1 Timothy 1:18. We're to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. We saw in Jeremiah 51:20 that you are my battle axe and weapons of war. And through us, he's going to break the nations and destroy the kingdoms. And we know from Exodus 15:3 that the Lord is a man of war. We saw in Isaiah 10:21 that the remnant, those are the ones that are going to follow Jesus, return unto the mighty God. You know, in Exodus 13:17, though, we saw those who he spoke of that didn't like war and that would probably return back into Egypt. That's why he led them another way. In the flesh, you do not want to enter into the warfare, but in the spirit, you are to engage in spiritual warfare against spiritual enemies. In Numbers 32, verse 6, it speaks about, shall your brethren go to war and here you sit? No, we're not to sit and be idle while others go into war. All of us are to get armed and go into the warfare. And we've talked about how we're to put on the whole armor of God for the fight. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 19, we saw how the Israelites, they wanted a king to reign over them instead of the prophets, because the prophets made them be responsible and do the things that God wanted them to do. They wanted a king to fight their battles. That's because they were lazy, they were slothful, and they were not willing to enter into the warfare that was necessary. You cannot be like that. You've got to enter into the spiritual warfare because you are going to have to fight the battles against the enemy. Remember, it's the Lord who fights them in the realm of the spirit directly against the enemy, but you have a fight of faith, and you are to war a good warfare through your faith against your enemies. We saw further that we're supposed to be armed for war, that we've been commanded to go and to possess the promised land. Remember that the physical promised land is a type of the spiritual promised land, which are the promises of God. Remember that all the things that you see in the Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. And all those physical enemies they had to drive out of the land are all a type of the evil spirits that you and I are going to contend with in battle, that we're going to cast out and overcome in every area of our life. We also saw that if we're going to engage in the spiritual warfare, we cannot be afraid. Those that were afraid were not fit for the battle. And you can't be faint-hearted. He says, fear not, neither be discouraged. And those that didn't obey, they compromised, and they did not go in and possess the land. We saw that in Joshua chapter 5 and verse 6. We see over and over in the Word of God, it speaks of being strong and of a good courage. We must have confidence in the Lord and in the covenant that we are under, that the Lord will fight our battles and he will bring forth the victory. We also saw in 1 Kings 5:3 that they couldn't build the house because of the wars that were about them until they were underfoot, meaning that you're not going to see much fruit come forth in your life and see the building of God be accomplished unless you have fought the spiritual battles against the enemies. You're going to war against these enemies and put them underfoot. And then we saw in 2 Samuel 3:1, where there was long war between Saul, the house of Saul, and the house of David. And it says that David waxed stronger and stronger, while Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Saul is a man after the flesh, using fleshly weapons. David is a man after the spirit, using spiritual weapons. As you walk in the spirit and you use spiritual weapons, you're going to get stronger and stronger against your enemy, and you're going to see that the flesh is going to get weaker and weaker. And of course, you're not going to rely on carnal weapons. Remember that our weapons are not carnal, but they are spiritual weapons, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, as we fight the battle, if you're not seeing seen the victory, as it said in 2 Samuel 11:25, he told them to make the battle more strong. That's what God wants for us. Make the battle more strong. Engage in the warfare against those enemies. And they had to smite their enemies continually until they were put underfoot. And we saw that out of 2 Samuel chapter 23. In verse 9 and 10, we see Eleazar, how he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. He had to engage in continual warfare against those enemies until they were smitten. And it says his hand clave unto the sword. The sword is, in the New Testament, the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema, the spoken word of God. So you and I are going to have our hand cleaving to the sword when the word is coming forth out of our mouth, or when our mouth is being put into operation. You see, you've got to make your mouth work for you in spiritual warfare, because your mouth is a releaser of the power of God, which is resident in you through the word, as we talked about, by putting on the whole armor of God. And then what happened? The Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. That shows that you're going to have to arise, you're going to have to start smiting those enemies, and it's going to be a lengthy battle, because his hand got weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, which is a type of us continually keeping our mouth working for us in smiting the enemy, casting them out, driving them out of every area of our life, and the Lord will wrought a great victory for you. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 35, it says how he teaches my hands to war. And in verse 38, he says, I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies. So God wants you to pursue your enemies. You're going to go after them and destroy them and see them be put underfoot. Then we see in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6, where he talks about, I will give peace in the land. He says in verse 7, you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Every one of us has to chase after our enemies. And how are they going to fall? By the sword, which is the word that you're speaking forth, because you got to know your weapons of warfare. The spoken word of God coming forth out of you is a spiritual weapon that will enable you to overcome your enemies and smite them underfoot. In Psalms 55, verse 18, he says, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Remember that when you act upon the word of God and you speak what the word of God says coming against your enemies in spiritual warfare, the angels hearken to the voice of the word of God, and the angels will go before you, and they will work in the spirit against your enemies to be an adversary against them, to smite them and to prevail against them. Where it says, for there were many with me, that's the angels who are with us, who will fight the battle and enable us to overcome. And you also see here, it says he delivered my soul in peace from the battle. That shows you that the battle is coming against you in the soul realm, trying to come against you in your mind, in your will, in your emotions. That's why you've got to stay on the spiritual attack against the enemy and not give place to the devil in the area of your soul. Now in Joshua chapter 11 and verse 23, it says, Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for inheritance unto Israel. He took the whole land because he did the things that God wanted him to do. You see, you're going to put on the whole armor of God. You're going to get armed for war. You know, the Bible says in Romans 13:12 that we're to cast off the works of darkness and we're to put on the armor of light. And then in 2 Timothy 2:3 it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And it goes on in verse 4 and says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You and I have been chosen to be soldiers in the army of the Lord. And you and I must rise up and enter into the warfare. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. That means you cannot let yourself be pulled down by all these things of this life, the things of the world, the things and cares of the world. No, you need to unload all those things and get into the warfare mode and follow the Lord and do what he says for you to do. You see, he's made you more than a conqueror. The Bible says in Romans 8:37 that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. and we see the fact that we can go forth with authority delegated to us, and we can overcome our enemies. You know, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," in John 16:33. Well, you and I, we can overcome. 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world." And 1 John 5:4 says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You are able to overcome the enemies through your faith as you arise and start to wield that sword of the Spirit and smite those enemies. When we talk about overcoming, it's the Greek word nikao, which actually means to conquer and subdue underfoot. That's what God wants you to do. In fact, in Revelation 21:7, it says, "He that overcometh, the one who conquers and subdues underfoot, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." You and I are going to conquer and subdue the enemies underfoot. Remember, he has given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You are to arise, go forth, and be strong in the Lord, and you're going to smite that enemy. You're going to contend with him in battle. You are going to chase your enemies. You're going to pursue them, and you're not going to turn again until they are smitten under your feet. And the God of peace is going to bruise Satan under your foot as you go forth to possess your land. You know, it talks about in the Old Testament how they get to go and possess the promised land. Possess means to occupy by driving out previous inhabitants. That's what you're going to do. You're going to cast all those spirits out. You're going to drive them all out of every area of your life. And you are going to possess the promised land, which is the promises of God in your life. That's why you got to get after them. You got to get into the warfare mode. You've got to arise in spiritual warfare and start smiting these enemies. And as you do that, you chase your enemies, they will be smitten underfoot. And in Obadiah verse 17 it says, "But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." You see, as you engage in spiritual warfare and overcome your enemies and get delivered, it's going to produce holiness in your life. And you're going to possess the possessions, the promises of God that belong to you in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom." God has promised to deliver you. You engage in spiritual warfare and you're going to smite those enemies and they are going to be put underfoot. You know, in Numbers 13, verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." You are well able to overcome your enemies. It will be a process. Exodus 23, verse 30 says, "By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land." And in verse 31 he says, "For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee." And 1 John 2:14 it says, "Because you are strong," and that's the word ischus, meaning mighty, "and the word of God abideth in you." That causes the power of God to be resident in you as you put on the whole armor of God. "And you have overcome." That's the word nikao, which means to subdue and conquer. You have conquered and subdued the wicked one. Well, we're going to talk more on the subject of spiritual warfare in the next broadcast. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.